Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to you too and everyone out there, all of our listeners. You know, it's Thursday and it's Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this, you might be elbows deep in dressing or a turkey, but yeah, it's a fun time of year and it's a great day. What we're actually talking about today is something you want to look ahead a couple days for, and that's Small Business Saturday.
Oh, yes, that's coming up this Saturday, November 30th, right?
It is. It is. Now, Small Business Saturday is an interesting thing. We believe a lot in small town businesses.
We do.
And not even small towns. I've noticed that a lot of just non-national retailers.
Right.
Non-chains.
Locally owned, mom and pop type stores.
Right. Participate in Small Business Saturday. And what it is, you know, it's actually something that American Express came up with. I mean, they really solidified
it. Yeah, just a few years ago. So it's pretty new.
Because everyone knows Black Friday.
Sure.
Which is scary, I think.
Black's an appropriate.
And now it's actually, you know, come over to today and stores open.
Oh, I've seen Black Friday week now.
Right, yeah. And stores open,
deals happening.
You know, tonight, you know, at 8 p.m. or something like that. You know, and it's ridiculous, frankly, I think. You know, I think we should take a day off. Be thankful on Thanksgiving.
Thankful.
And then, you know, shop like crazy fools, I guess, starting at 4 a.m. or something like that on Black Friday if you want.
I like to sleep more than that.
Right. If you want to avoid that, you know, and also there's Cyber Monday,
which
is great
for
online.
After.
Yeah. But really, Small Business Saturday is where a lot of your small businesses in your local community, even if it's a small neighborhood, you know, section of a larger city, the small businesses will take part in Small Business Saturday where they have great deals, you know, they may have great promotions otherwise, just like larger retailers do on Black Friday.
Right.
But it's to help us remember that small businesses are very important to the fabric of American society.
Very important. Yeah, I mean, the statistics show that the dollars you spend at your local businesses, you know, they stay in your local community.
Right, that's true.
Whereas when you go to the big box retailers, which we're not saying there's anything wrong with shopping at those big box places and those large chains, but when you do, you can't expect that the dollars are going to stay in your local community. Even if it's where you live, you know, if it's in your same town, most of those dollars are going to go to the corporate.
Right, yeah. So. Well, and a lot of big box retailers, that's why they've developed the, you know, the giving back programs to local communities. But still, the best way to keep your money local is to shop local.
Yeah, I mean, who gives their charitable giving to the local schools and the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts? And yeah, it's the small business.
Well, and I mean, you're contributing to the, you know, all the employees of the business.
That's right.
They keep
people
all
that live
their
there
money local.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So at our business at MPA, we are going to be open on Saturday for Small Business Saturday.
9 to 1, right?
9 to 1. 9 to 1. We'll have a lot of great deals. And I know there are some other businesses as well in our little town that are going to be open. And so you should check out, you know, what's going to be open in your town too, and take advantage of Shop Local Saturday. You might find a better deal than even on Black Friday.
And you can't beat the service that comes with it.
Absolutely. So enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.